What's wrong with you people?
Guys, hello. Welcome to the podcast. I am so happy to finally be doing this. I am very happy that you are listening today to this podcast. This has been a long time coming. I meant to do this a couple, almost 3 years ago now. This has been in the works, but you know, life happens. Things happen. You understand. But all of this really came about from a Facebook post. How? We will get into that. So a little bit about me. I've been singing and leading worship for years. Been singing since I was 7 years old, and also was saved when I was 7 years old. So that's kind of, it's kind of funny how that worked. Saved when I was seven, baptized when I was eight. And worship, music and worship has been a big part of my life since I was a little girl in church. I've grown up in the church, very much so, and seen a lot. I've led worship everywhere from small little hole-in-the-wall churches in Kentucky. I'm from Kentucky, so if anyone is watching who is a Wildcat, you can send me a message, let me know where you're from. But I've been living in Tennessee now for the past about 15 years. So it's been a long time that I've been in Tennessee, but led worship, yeah, and in mega churches as well. So all over the spectrum, have learned and grown and seen a lot. So yeah, let's go back to the post, because you're probably like, what is this post that she keeps talking about? It was a post I made on my personal Facebook page, I think July 12th of 2021. And I've been wrestling with some things. I think we were all wrestling with some things. 2020 and into 21 was a very transitional time period, I think, for a lot of people because of the craziness of 2020 with COVID and everything that went on. So we were coming out of that and everyone really started questioning things. And I was especially, but I wanted to be sure that I wasn't just following a trend of like questioning your, you know, at that time, deconstructionist stuff was very popular. So everyone was kind of finding a new religion or coming to terms with their religion and deconstructing and building back the pieces. And that was a very hot trend and stuff at the time. And everyone was learning secrets that they didn't know about everyone and what they believed. And you were having to pick sides and choose battles. And it was a very strange time indeed. And you saw everyone's true colors. So I wanted to be sure that I was actually having convictions from the Holy Spirit rather than following trends or just trying to, I don't know, being led by the world in making decisions and so on and so forth. So really stuck to the word and wanted to see what scripture has to say about worship. And so I did a deep dive for about a year, like on and off for about a year or maybe even more. It's hard to remember now. The details are kind of fuzzy. But started learning and was coming to terms with things about certain organizations and teachers that I'd grown up listening to and that were a big part of the mainstream setup of the church today, worship artists and the music that we sing that's really popular right now and at the moment in time, challenging it against the Word of God and realizing all of this might not be biblical. Certain organizations and the things I was learning about them were troubling to me, and the things I was uncovering were very heavy hitting, and realizing that this is the worship we're offering to God. So this Facebook post spoke about those convictions of singing music from Bethel, Hillsong, Elevation, and similar churches or worship artists like them. So I wanted to share my story, and I'd been crafting a note in my phone for about 2 weeks, really working on it, wanting to make sure I said what was on my heart, but that I was gracious and was careful in my approach and what I said. So I'd been working on it, like I said, for a couple weeks. And on a random Monday night, I remember, I decided to share it on my personal page on Facebook for my personal friends and family to read. And that was all my intentions, you know, my worship leader friends, you know, and then maybe we could have a discussion and maybe it would open up a dialogue. But I wasn't expecting the kind of discussion that would come later. So it did open up a discussion, but a worldwide web sort of discussion, because later that night after I'd posted it, it went from a few likes to 200, 300 likes and a few hundred shares. And then the next day, overnight, it had over 1,000 likes and shares. And over the course of about a week, had thousands and thousands of shares. And it was snowballing in a way that nobody expected. And I did not plan on happening. I was like, oh my gosh, what is going on? Why is God making this post blow up? You know, what did I do to the algorithm to make Facebook show my post to this many people, and people are seeing it, and I'm getting all these DMs and messages and articles, people writing articles about it. It was picked up by the Christian Post, Church Leaders, Christian Headlines. These are all popular Christian blog outlets, and even people such as Justin Peters and Costi Henn and different podcasts were all talking about it. And that was intense. I was like, I'm just no-name chick from Nashville. Like, I don't claim to have all the answers. Never did. Just wanted to share my convictions, and this is what I get. Like, okay. Okay, God. So, and even people on the opposing side were seeing it, such as Sam Storms. He wrote a response article to my post, and even Chris Vallotton saw it, which is one of the head guys at Bethel Church in California. The original audience, like I said, was my personal friends and family, and lost a lot of friends making that post. not a lot of friends, but friends or acquaintances that I thought I had, you know, they for some reason drifted away, and no one really liked what was going on with me on the internet. So I lost some friends, but gained a lot of new ones, because made a lot of great online relationships of people who are in the exact same boat as me, people who wanted to be biblical in their worship and how they approach the Lord and just how we worship Him, and things that are popular in the Christian world today that might not be biblical. So I made a lot of friends who are seeking the same things and wanting to learn and grow in the same ways that I am. The goal is not to tip over the apple cart just to make everyone turn around and be like, what? What are you doing? You know, it's not to gain applause. It's not to stir up division or be a Pharisee, in quotes, or stir up strife with your brothers and sisters in Christ. It's not to be like that. It's to be biblical. And I think, though, that we can now go into some scripture and see what Christ has to say about causing said division. This is Jesus speaking in Luke 12:51. Jesus says, "Do you think that I have come to give peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." So Christ came to divide. Christ came to divide truth from lies. And in our walks with Christ, we're going to go into different times in our lives where we are at a crossroads. 2020, you say, it was one of those, where we are like at this mark of what is true and what is just a cultural trend. What is the world telling me to believe, but what does God tell me to believe? And do they intersect? Can it be one and the same? Or do I have to choose a lane? When you choose to be biblical in your approach to the Christian walk, to worship, whatever it is, you're going to cause some division. You're going to expose the truth from not the truth. So we just need to get comfortable with that, because Christ was crucified for the things that he taught. We need to be ready to take up our cross. We want to be liked by the world. We want to be accepted, but that's not what Christ has commanded us to strive for and to achieve. You know, what is actual peace? What is true biblical peace? Because everyone likes to say, you know, don't cause division, of course, and to be peaceful. Don't stir up strife. Be a peacemaker. Stay in your lane. You know, don't tip over the apple cart. Don't upset anybody. Don't step on anyone's toes. But is that true peace? Is true peace seeing your fellow brother or sister in Christ walk, say, on the street, and is about to be hit by an upcoming semi-truck, and you don't say anything? How is that peaceful? is it a false peace, a peace that says, oh, just, you know, let them go over there, let them do their thing, even if they fall by the wayside, even if they falter or stumble or are destroyed, just stay in your lane because at least you're safe. At least you're just minding your P's and Q's, you know. Is that the kind of peace that people are talking about we have? Or is a true biblical peace one that finds peace from following the commands that the Lord has given us to warn our brothers and sisters of dangers that are coming towards them, of dangerous beliefs that they might be believing that are popular in the church today, or from said false teacher? We see our brothers and sisters following these teachings. Do we not say anything just because we don't need to cause division? Let's look at another scripture. This is in Jeremiah 23, verses 1 through 4. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who care for my people, you have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. Behold, I will attend to you for your evil deeds, declares the Lord. Then I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will set shepherds over them who will care for them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall any be missing, declares the Lord. So in that verse, it says that there are shepherds who will guide the flock astray, and it is up to us as believers and followers of Christ to guide the flock back to him, as he is the ultimate shepherd, Christ. We are to guide our brothers and sisters and guide the flock into what is true and what is right and to not be led astray. And we do these things in love. You know, we don't want to just stir up strife. Like, it's not about that. Sometimes it's a byproduct that you run into where you stick out like a sore thumb because you're saying things that are not the popular thing to say or to believe in. So yeah, you're going to stick out and people are going to interpret that as you just being a troublemaker. But I really like what a pastor named Jeff Durbin, who is a pastor of Apologia Church out in Arizona, he says that we should be godly troublemakers. And how to be a godly troublemaker is to essentially be like Christ, where Christ came to, like we said, cause division, but to divide the truth from the lies. How to be a godly troublemaker, like, you're going to run into some godly trouble if you start acting like Christ. As we start modeling Christ and loving the things that he loves and detesting the things that he detests and that he hates, we're going to probably step on some toes. But, you know, like James, like in James in chapter 4, verse 4, it says, friendship with the world is enmity with God. And our goal is not to be like the world, but to be like Christ. Here in this podcast, as we talk about those things, you know, we're going to talk about teachings and beliefs that are trends, popular beliefs in the church and that are being taught worldwide from figures claiming Christianity that are actually false teachers. The goal of this podcast is not to be essentially a discernment ministry. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. And of course, we'll get into some of that. We always need to have discernment when we are talking about different pastors or teachers or the worship music that we sing in church. We need to be discerning. But my goal in this and that, my heart is to focus on worship as a whole, the worship in the church and how we live our lives to God. Because yes, I love music and I love talking about the music and the worship music that we sing. So we'll be definitely getting into that a lot. But how we live our lives is supposed to be a pleasing worship to God. So worship is how we wake up in the morning and how we go about our day and what things we choose to prioritize, because there is no neutrality. We all worship something in this life, whether it's God or ourselves. We all worship something. We need to be godly whistleblowers to sound the alarm of things that are alarming to and harmful to the body of Christ, but doing so in a godly way where we're not trying to just out somebody or to cause drama and to stir up gossip. You know, that's not the heart and that shouldn't be the motive. And the minute that becomes the motive, is the minute we've completely lost sight of the heart that he wants us to have as we do these things ultimately for him. And sometimes we can end up doing them for ourselves. And that's where we have to get honest with ourselves and our convictions and the why of what it is that we're doing. So that's my goal for this podcast, is for us to learn and grow together and be able to sharpen our discernment skills, to dive into scriptures together and see what God has to say about worship. We'll be tackling things like, you know, dissecting worship songs, artists, teachers, and going into the history of worship and the history of worship music as a genre and different things like that. So I'm super excited and I have lots of ideas, but I just want to take you guys along on the journey that we can learn and grow in this together. I know I'm excited to study and grow. I don't have it all together. Just because I made a post on Facebook that got, some traction does not make me the scholar of worship of God. Like, I'm sure there are many people who are very much more knowledgeable in these areas than me. We are going to have many guests, though, in the future who will be able to teach us a thing or two as well. So that will be exciting. So make sure you are following the podcast page. All of the links will be in the description below so you can follow along, stay updated. And if you're watching on YouTube, be sure to subscribe and hit the bell so that you can stay updated on when we post new episodes. Thank you guys so much for listening. You know, none of this would be possible without you guys. So my appreciation is through the roof for you actually, you know, listening. If you've made it this far, thank you. Please DM me some episode ideas or comment below if you're watching on YouTube, some episode ideas, because I have a few, but I want to talk about things that you guys want to hear. So please feel free. The door is wide open and ready for you to make your voice heard on things that you want me to tackle and discuss, and we will do that together. So please share the podcast, share it with your friends, and let's get the word out. Let's start this train in the right direction, learning and growing together in Christ as fellow believers, as we learn how to offer our lives as a pleasing worship ultimately to him. So thank you guys for watching. Stay tuned for the next episode. I will see you guys soon. Thanks for watching. Bye.